Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I am your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is very knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of multifamily social media marketing during COVID-19. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran who is a nationally sought-after speaker, educator, and author, Tony Blake, president of TotallyTony.com. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be able to offer some advice in this very difficult time that we're in and to share some insights and some resources that I think will help everybody during, especially building their social media during this COVID-19 problem.
Yeah, tell me real quick. I know you certainly have the ear of a lot of people in the industry. What types of things are you hearing about what's going on with the way properties are operating right now with multifamily, and what's everybody's attitudes?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Paul, because I talked to a property the other day that is business as usual, and it just blew my mind. Their offices are open. Their maintenance are out in the field doing work orders. They have created a space that's safe, like the 6 feet, where they tape things on the floor and creatively created a barrier that says don't pass this line. But they leased 9 apartments last week. And then
wow.
I talked to another property that is shut down and struggling and meeting with their executives every day and struggling for leasing and looking for ideas for social. And so, you know, a lot like the industry seriously has pockets of success and pockets of people in challenge, it seems that the decisions that people are making today to either really shine and step forward and lead their community or to retreat and shrink back are having a huge impact on their results.
Yeah. I do want to take a moment and let our listeners know two things. Number one, both Tony and I, because of the situation, are both calling in remotely. Neither one of us are in the studio, so it may sound like we're on the phone, which we are. The second thing I want to let everybody know is that everything we're going to talk about today and all the resources that Tony is going to discuss will be available on our website. Tony, you want to talk a little bit about that? And also, if they want to go to your website, will it be available there?
Yeah, I want them to feel like this radio show is like a free consult with a national marketing person that, you know, I want them to, you know, listen in and feel like I'm going to show them and share with them how to manage their social at this time, which is so critical right now. But because of the depth of the details that I wanted to share, I knew there was no way note-taking was going to work. And so what I've been doing is I've created a Word document right now that will then become a PDF that I'll send to you. But all of the links to all the resources will be in there so that when the show is over, you're going to want to go pull that down, and then you'll be able to share that with your team, send it to your team, send a link to the recording, and then from this advice, hopefully you'll be able to build an extremely effective, progressive social media plan to really step up as a leader in your community. And, you know, footnote, Paul, I think today that term that we've said 1,000 times, sense of community, has never been more important.
It is a strange time. It's unprecedented what we're seeing now in all aspects, not just in multifamily. What do you have to tell our listeners about that?
There's a couple of the first resources that I want to mention. One of them is shout out to Jay Turner, which I know Mindy was on your show last week. They did an amazing research project, and then I recorded a webinar that's free on YouTube called Coronavirus Leadership. I wrote 10 initiatives, things that they can do positively, and it also includes resources. And J. Turner Research did an amazing survey that answers your question in great detail and graphics that you can get from jturnerresearch.com, where 1,400 executives from around the country answered questions like, what are we doing right now? And you'll be able to see in some clear, well-produced research what is happening across the country. I will say right now that I think that the standard operating procedure right now is that people have closed their offices and they are protecting their teams and circling their wagons and finding ways to communicate remotely and honor the government's request and our state government's request for the social distancing.
Yes. And, you know, it makes me wonder. I'm an old timer, and it makes me wonder 20, 30 years ago, before there was internet and email and texting and so forth, how the industry would have handled something like this. I'm sure it would have been much, much different.
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing is that there are early adopters with all technology, and I have been an early adopter. So I am constantly looking to be a trailblazer and leading and be in front of the technology. I love it when I've got young people and I want to make their head spin with the technology suggestions and ideas and creativity that I share with them. But there are a lot of people that haven't. But I think that this event is going to change habits and patterns permanently in a lot of regards. I think people who have been late to engage in some of the social platforms are going to see that this is a powerful tool, and it is going to be their hero in this moment. Here is my first resource besides the J. Turner, and that is WeAreSocial.com. At WeAreSocial.com, you'll find statistics that are presented annually. So you can just search the 2020 global data, and it will come up, and I'll give you a link to it. And you'll be able to see which websites you should be investing in, which platforms you should be engaging in. And here is, like, really one of my first pieces of advice, and that is that this is not about you and your preferences and your friends' preferences. Your choices in social have to be data-driven, and they have to be based on who is where and what is the most popular site. By going to WeAreSocial.com, you'll be able to look at data that's global, that shows you in the U.S. and in each part of the world separated out, what are the top websites and social platforms that people are on. And there's even, I'm going to share three links that are, you know, news you can use. But here's the thing that's scary. I mean, we are, doesn't it feel like every single day is like a week? I mean, it feels like every day there's so much happening. I got something on my phone yesterday that there's this new trend of delivery that is called contactless delivery. And so, I mean, here's new language that's being born. I have a link to Google's marketing resources. I have a link to, it's actually Google support. I have the blog from Yelp with support, and then I have a link to the newsroom at Pinterest. And each one of them are sources for you to go and see what is happening with each of these very key platforms. I know that Google and Yelp noticed there were a ton of one-star ratings that kept popping up on businesses that, to their no fault of their own, were closed. And so I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Google and Yelp have both suspended reviews right now. So that businesses... Yeah, they're not going to be impacted by what's going on. And so just like we're not allowed to evict people, oh, my God, I know that's not our topic, but holy moly. Although we will address inspiring rent payments in the social. But the thing is that, you know, literally today you cannot go negatively review somebody because of what's happened. And then Pinterest, this is fascinating. They have circled their wagons to inspire. And so they've created a whole new platform that's all about giving people daily inspiration that they can share. How cool is that? And so there's a lot of great creative people who are putting together resources for us. The Pinterest is definitely going to be a great resource to be able to share a daily inspiration. That is so cool. And, of course, all the graphics and artwork and, you know, things that are so Pinteresting. But we need to be changing our habits. And more than ever before, we need to have total and complete clarity of the vision that we have for our social, and it needs to be data-driven. Start with wearesocial.com. Take a look at what sites you want to go to. Maybe introduce some new sites. Maybe you've been uploading on YouTube, but you haven't built playlists yet. Now is the time to put playlists together so things are easier to find. So a lot of what I'm going to be sharing today is about how to build that plan and how to do it with great resources.
All right, well, we are going to have to take a break for some messages. We will be back right after this break. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of multifamily social media marketing during COVID-19. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, is a nationally sought-after speaker, educator, and author, Tony Blake, president of TotallyTony.com. And before we get back into the discussion, I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Tony, before we broke, we were talking about a lot of sources and so forth and resources that you had, but that brings me to a question. There's a lot of information floating around out there about what's going on with this situation, and what is reliable information? Where can someone go for that?
Well, I mean, I think everyone right now is relying on the CDC, and the CDC is doing an amazing job. Also, your state and local governments. I found out in the press release yesterday the website for Colorado and the fact that they update at 4 o'clock. So we need to be looking to federal sources and state and government sources so that there's no liability and we're not sending out information to our residents that is going to break down trust, which people are already emotionally right now. What's going on in our country is an entire generation that have never had to sacrifice. Even though, unlike the generation that was sent to war for World War II, all they're being done is sent to their sofa. You know, this, the idea of shared sacrifice is something that this the people alive on this planet have really not felt. And so we've got generations who are now having to make choices that impact other people's lives, like for real. And there is a lot of talk and a lot of share out there. So we want to make sure that our resources are solid. But I also want to share a resource for if you get something that seems questionable. And all you really have to do is put into Google, is this true? And then put like a description of what it is. Like, for instance, somebody sent me a private video that explained that I could put a hairdryer hot wind up my nose and that at 134 degrees it would kill the coronavirus in my nose. Well, the site that I use is called Snoops.com, and Snoops.com had a huge thing about no, do not suggest you put a hairdryer up your nose so that you could use heat to kill the virus. I mean, it's just, and it's crazy. The video is so professional. I mean, it has like doctor voices and stuff, and it's just somebody in a basement laughing who has the wrong sense of humor. And so rely on only those trustworthy sites. And if it smells like a duck and it looks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So take that duck to Snoops.com and check it out. Also wanted to let all of the listeners know that I've created a special group for this time. It's called Totally Tony Tell All, and it's on Facebook. If you go, it's a private group, so you just have to ask to join. But my team is on it, watching for your invitation, and you'll be let in the group immediately, or very quickly. And so if you go to Facebook and look for a group, Totally Tony Tell All with a hyphen, you'll find some great signage easily printed on 8.5 by 11 with great graphics. I took all of the CDC guidelines for cleanliness and I created a new hashtag commitment and the number 2 and clean, commitment to clean. I think today our teams need to be photographed as they're cleaning and put in social. I think that in each of the sites, on our community where we're doing any kind of cleaning on a routine, the time frame and the tasks need to be listed and signed by staff when they're completed. I was in a store, which we're not doing that many stores. I'm trying to think of which one it was. And, oh, we stopped at Love's on the road. And I was delivering food to my father-in-law. And there's an announcement that comes on that says, okay, time to clean. And the staff, like, went about, you know, cleaning. People need to visually see the cleaning. And so as a part of your social plan, hashtag commitment to clean needs to be there. And people need to see it. At the Totally Tony Tell All, you also find a food sharing sign. We had a property that was on the beach. The residents are so used to coming from the beach and then getting a free bottle of water in the clubhouse. And they were disappointed. And that disappointment was kind of coming out as anger. But I took the CDC guidelines and the CDC logo and put a bottle of water on it and made a beautiful sign for them. And when they see that, they realize it's not our choice, that the residents immediately quit having a problem with it. And then the president's plan for social distancing is actually an 8.5 by 11, two-sided. I transformed it to a one-sided. So I've built a bunch of CDC guidelines mixed with property management that are beautifully designed on 8.5 by 11 that you can go and get the artwork and share.
That's great. That's great. You know, one of the places where a lot of people go to find things and look for things is on YouTube. What have you found about that?
Well, YouTube is going to be absolutely one of the resources that I recommend. YouTube is going to have local experts. Couple of tips that I want you to do whenever you are considering sharing a YouTube video. Number one, I want you to research the author or the voice or the person that is presenting that, not just what is there at the YouTube. Type up their name and do research on that individual. If you're going to show them as an expert to your residents, you need to verify that what they're saying, if they're saying they're a doctor, is accurate and that they are, in fact, who they say they are. Also, you need to look at the description to see what links may have been added to see where your residents might be sent to. And I think you should read every comment because there could be things that have been placed in the comment that might confuse or cause distress to your residents. And today, we need to absolutely filter everything that we add to social, and make sure that we're using reliable and ethical and trustworthy resources. People definitely want to see a video rather than read, and so YouTube is an absolutely popular source, and it is one of the top three viewed sites in 2020, according to We Are Social.
Okay, great. The whole story, telling the whole story in social. Well, what is that? You sent me that note.
Yeah, so today we have a tendency sometimes to post information and we'll just put a picture up. But it doesn't have any indicator as to the name of our property. It's not branded. We're not often paying attention to the captions. And what happens is that it can get lost. And so today, photo sharing needs to have a complete plan. And I call that plan the whole story. And what that means is that you need to have hashtags that are going to index that photograph so that when Google gets a hold of it, they know where to put it and how to organize it. Hashtags allow us to simply search a hashtag and then find all of the information that we've posted. So you need to have two kinds of hashtags. You need to go where there's a lot of content, popular hashtags, and then you need to have your own unique hashtag so that if you have a future resident looking to see what you've done, they can search that and find an exclusive social access to everything that you guys are doing. So hashtags are very important at this time. I use two platforms for telling the whole story. My favorite one is PicMonkey. But a whole lot of people use Canva. And all you're going to do, in fact, here is a social assignment. Go into your social feed, find 25 photographs of people having fun, great moments at your community, and bring them back as a historical story of what a great place it is to live. But first put them into PicMonkey, add captions, add banners, use a transparent image of your logo and lay it over it. You can add frames and put the dates and the times and the event. I've had teams that literally put up banners and added comments from the residents about how much they have enjoyed the event or loved the property with the community name in it. And then maybe even contact information. And so don't just post an image. Like, don't take a picture from your phone and then post it in social. Make sure you're telling the whole story today. And here is a great story. My first test site that I did this on was actually in Houston, Paul. And it's a finger property. And we transformed their Yelp images that they had. And all we did is go and pull down all the faceless ILS corporate images of the property that really were very unsocial. And we transformed it and added the social images of events and parties and things from different social platforms, but we filled it all into the photograph images at Yelp, adding the whole story idea and a new hashtag for the community. And I will tell you what, the manager of this property got a notice from my Google office, and they said to her that in the last 30 days, she had 49,000 views of her photograph in 30 days, and that had never happened before.
Wow. Wow. Well, we do have to take a break. That's what the music is telling us. We are going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management.
Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogix professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogix at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of multifamily social media marketing during COVID-19. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He is a nationally sought-after speaker, educator, and author, Tony Blake, president of TotallyTony.com. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor, specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogix, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management, and CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Tony, we're talking about social media, and obviously we think about social media for the general public and for the people that we want to reach to lease properties or our residents. What about the staff? What do you recommend for that?
Well, I think, again, this is a time in which people have thought about or started to create things, and they're going to be executing those plans now. And that would be the communication with their teams in the field. I mean, think about it, Paul. The entire country has been sent home from work, most people, except the essentials, and their children. And they've been sent home to our properties. So we have a full house with a closed office and no amenities. And so our teams are also going to need great support. Everyone is feeling like an island out there. And so whatever platforms you've created for your intranet or in social to communicate with your staff, now is the time to organize that. And historically, I think you will be so grateful that you did. I started using Facebook private groups with my clients. Man, Pegasus Residential, hashtag Pegasus Power, is the first group that I did. And the collaboration, the sharing, the celebrating of birthdays and anniversaries, the team building in social with your company, you have amazing, amazing opportunities. You can create a private group in Facebook and only invite your team members. And when someone leaves the company, you can invite them to leave the group. So it becomes very private. You can share initiatives. You can have videos. This is where I did my very first Facebook Live, was again for Pegasus. And so I experienced all those laughters and the hearts and all that real time. It was so encouraging. And so be looking at what you can be doing for your teams. Here's something kind of interesting. I had found a resource that was a blog that was called 6 Creative Virtual Team Activities for Remote Teams, which, hello, that's where we all are right now, right? So last night I revisited the blog to read it again to prepare for the radio show. And guess what? Yesterday on the 30th, the blog was updated. It is not 6 creative virtual team building activities for remote teams. It is now 37. Because wow. It's what we need right now. Oh, somebody get the phone. It could be your team calling to say hi. So here's the deal. A lot of companies are using videos. I shared on my Totally Tony Tell All Facebook group the video from the King Super Kroger guy. It almost made me cry, Paul. I mean, he was so sincere about the teams in his grocery stores and what they're doing to make food available for everybody. We need to see our executives right now. And video is such a powerful tool. And so we need to be recording messages to the teams in the field from the executives, from the regionals. Even casual, turn my camera on myself and encourage my team in a quick little snippet and send it out to them. Social sharing and caring is going to be really vital for your teams. Audio podcasting. Have you seen the audio podcasting tool on your phone?
No, I have not.
Okay, so on your phone right now, I want you to look in the apps, and you're going to see voice memo. So voice memo allows me, just like you think about leaving a voice message, which everybody knows how to do that, right? We've done it 1,000 times. But voice memo, Paul, allows you to create an audio recording. It becomes an M4V file or M4A file. It's super easy to email to yourself and then send to other people. I like to pretend it's a podcast. So when I'm doing a voice memo, I'll say, hey, hey, this is Totally Tony Podcast. And then I've got this cool audio that I can send. If you're in a meeting with the regionals and executives, whether it's Zoom today because we're all separate, if you audio record that moment and then share it with your teams that are not in that room, you take them into that moment. So audio, hello, here we are on radio, is extremely popular right now. And so don't just think about video. Also think about audio and how you can send messages to your teams.
You know, all of this is so important, but you know, one of the things that you know, I've seen some stories on the news and so forth, just in general, not necessarily about multifamily, but it affects multifamily as well, and that is the, you know, the fact that being at home or being working remotely or, you know, having a closed office, things being changing, it affects people's emotional attitudes and feelings and depression and so forth. How can working with social media help with that?
I think that you should be engaging your teams in more than just messages. Think about the power of a contest right now. And I'll tell you something. For years and years and years, I have carried Happy Face stickers with me. And I share Happy Face stickers with people. I'm sure there's people listening who have had one of my Happy Face stickers on their phone and heard me tell the story. And so I share the Happy Face stickers, but I use them a lot on an airplane when a baby is just like out of their routine, they're on that flight, they didn't get their nap, it's just, they're just so out of schedule and they're having kind of a meltdown, I'll pass the Happy Face sticker sheet back to that parent. And here's what happens. The kid is distracted. So here's all this worry and all this trouble. All of a sudden, their mind goes on to the Happy Face train. I think we need to give our teams a happy train to get on. And contests with rewards during this time, you know, rather than having them spend their mental time with all the worry, occupy them with great contests. In the 37 virtual team building activities for remote teams, you're going to see some really great games that you can play with your teams. And the cool thing about it is that how many of our policies have been blown up and disrupted by this? And so you can use like a Jeopardy quiz that has the new practices and policies in it to share with your teams in a contest and a game that includes rewards. And so you can send out kind of a study guide and get ready for the quiz and then have the and have a fun time with your teams learning new ideas. Many of these are available. They're low cost, and some are free. And one that I really love was the Quiz Breaker. It's a weekly online quiz game that helps teams to get to one another in a fun way. And so investigate the blog. I'm going to put it in the Word document. Create contests and rewards. Share audio voice messages of meetings. Give them video and think about creating a social group in Facebook.
So all that, the importance of the team, the importance of keeping their attitudes uplifted and happy, distracting them. What happens if this situation continues to extend and extend and extend? Do you have any suggestions or ideas?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm writing a program right now. I've created a new title. It's called Restless Resident Syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And I really believe that today we're going to need to collaborate with our residents, and we're going to find out their points of pain, and we're going to have to create solutions for our teams. And what's interesting to me, one time for a year, Paul, I asked executives that I was being hired to do training for to send me a copy of an implementation that they had sent out to the field, and I wanted to see what their implementation plan looked like. And I suggested, you know, the plan that has the timelines and guides and training and resources and all the information they need to accurately implement that plan. And do you know that for 1 year, not one company could share with me a clearly defined implementation plan? I think today, with all the questions floating around, is the time for us to be great project managers, to stay in touch with our teams, to give them the confidence that they know exactly what to do, to have clarity in our vision, to get our teams committed to that, and then develop positive momentum, and then maintain that positive momentum. And so I think that as this continues, we are going to need to look at our policies for implementation and clarity of vision and make sure that we are supporting our teams in ways that maybe potentially have not been our habit. But now is a great time to do that.
All right. Well, we're going to be back after these messages with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of multifamily social media marketing during COVID-19. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is longtime multifamily industry veteran who is a nationally sought-after speaker, educator, and author, Tony Blake, president of TotallyTony.com. Tony, we talk a lot about the different resources and different things about social media. Let's talk about the content topics and so forth that you recommend that people be using right now. What are those?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I want to recommend is that they do an influencer's video chat. I used to call this an influencer's dinner, but because we're not sitting at the table with people, I've switched the concept to be a video chat. Today, you can use Zoom as a platform. Many of the companies already have Zoom rooms that they can use. Or you can just do Facebook Messenger and have a group join you to have a video chat. But I want you to think about listening to the voice of your residents rather than randomly. Okay, so here's an example. Have you ever re-gifted something? You got a present and you're like, okay, so yeah, I don't knit. And so thank you for the knitting needles, but yeah. So you re-gift it to somebody else, but you need to find out. Like, we need to give our residents what they want and need and like. So if you're taking notes, write this down. Points of pain. We need to find the real points of pain that our residents are experiencing and make sure we're not posting lemon brownies when we need to be sharing resources for homeschooling, right? And so I have an entire plan in the Word document, or that will be a PDF that I'm going to send to you, that has everything that you need to create this moment with your residents and be able to let your residents help you to understand their points of pain and then be able to put a plan together that not just multifamily matters, but what matters to them. I also have a book recommendation. I don't know if you have ever read Jay Bayer, but it's J-A-Y, and then his last name is Bayer, but it's spelled B-A-E-R, like Bayer. Love this author. He is such a great writer. And the book I'm going to recommend to you is not a brand new book. His newest book is called Talk Triggers, but Utilities. And it's spelled in the beginning, instead of the letter U, it has the word Y-O-U, Utilities, by Jay Bayer. And I'm going to put a link to a summary of this book in this plan, because this book teaches you how to be genuinely useful and helpful. As social has been this fun, Pinteresting, let's look cute with a great filter, and as much of that is necessary, today we need to be solving problems, connecting our residents to resources that matter. And so one of the first things I want to recommend is that you set up this video chat. I have all the details with how to pick your date. I suggest midweek. I talk about the variety of how many to invite. We have a first come, first serve. We usually use 10. I'm recommending that you practice with 10 people from your company in a video chat in whatever space to make sure the number 10 is going to work. I've got a sample invitation for you of what that would look like. I also recommend that you record it using your voice memo, and you say to your residents, I'm going to record this. Is that okay with you? Because I want to have my mind in the conversation, and I don't want to be note-taking. I want to note-take later, and this is only going to be used for internal management review so that we can make sure we heard everybody's comment. And so I've never had a problem with anybody even video recording when we have the dinners. And then the last real point I have on that one is to make sure you let your residents lead the conversation. So what we've done is, as people call in to confirm, we say to them, what question would you like to ask? Let your residents build the questions, and then we suggest that they leave that question in the group so that everybody has a role, and it's not just the manager leading it, but it's the residents speaking to the residents about what they're doing in this circumstance. Let's make sure, Paul, right now, that we put together a plan following Jay Bayer's utility that is genuinely useful to our residents.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I think the tendency for a lot of managers on a property, if they were going to do that, would be to invite residents who are favorites or who are people they know are gonna have positive things to say, as opposed to other ones. Do you agree with that philosophy, or do you think that you should have a true cross section of all residents on this?
I wouldn't invite the angry ones. So here's what you should do. Okay, go and look up the word influencers. Go research the word influencers. This is an influencers video chat. So influencers are the residents that already have a voice in your community. When you look up the word influencers, and by the way, Paul, this is a great question. Thank you for asking it, because the managers who are listening, they know who they are. But my suggestion is that you mix age groups, you mix work history, you know, you have a variety, but these are the people who already kind of feel a sense of ownership, who care about the property, who are not going to be there for venting. They're going to be there to help you to create a positive social media content plan for this moment. And so this is not about a variety of positive and negative voices. This is about finding the influencers and the leaders who are experiencing life of the community from the residents' perspective that are going to give you the insight you need to put together a plan that makes sense.
And then I know you've got some ideas on your new Facebook group regarding contests and rewards as it would apply to these video group chats.
Yes. And I think different people have already been experiencing this. I mean, I wish that we could, like, have a poll right now on the radio show, because I would imagine that I'm not the only one who's doing group video chats with my friends. I'm just recommending that they do that with their residents to hear their voice and perspective as a big part of developing their social content.
I got you. Okay. So we're going to close this topic in just a minute or so, but I wanted you to give some final thoughts. Obviously, our listeners are going to have access to all the resources that you discussed on a PDF that will be posted on our multifamilyradio.com website with this episode. So tell me final thoughts on this topic. What do people need to be thinking about right now? If this situation continues to extend, what should they be looking to do?
Well, I like to, when you're having your video chat with your residents, I like to come with a list of key social content directions, okay? Directions, directives. I listed 7 in the notes I'm sending them. 1 is practical. 2 is community and company. 3 is health and wellness. 4 is entertainment. 5 is finance and saving money. 6 is relaxation. And 7 is resident relations. That would be a resident referral campaign or whatever. I think that you should create the social directives with your video chat with your residents and then start your research. And today I'd like to recommend that you create a resource list that is a collaboration with all of your portfolio, because the truth is there's some really great resources out there. And one of my favorite things to do, besides YouTube experts and Google-related bloggers, which I'm going to be sharing, look to the magazines. The magazines have a constant flow of amazing, amazing resources. I've used Cooking Light, Men's Health, Wired, Real Simple, Money, and even a great magazine called Live Happy. So think to find a list of reliable resources that you can build that everybody can pull from. And I really like for there to be a flow. So I think you should be posting 3 times a day right now. So as you're building your social media content plan, if you have this list of 7 key directions you're going to go in, you would do a practical, a community company, a health and wellness one day. The next day, you do entertainment, finance and saving money, and relaxation. And you would have this flow that would make sense to you and your residents with some form of consistency in the type of content and the directions where you're going, and then using 100% reliable resources as you share. I'm also going to include in this Word document some great places for collaborating with your teams and my favorite apps for creating fantastic posts, Word Swag, Story Swag, Animoto, Artisto, PicMonkey, and Incrediboost.
Okay. That's great. Well, I look forward to sharing that with our listeners. You know, we could talk about this topic much longer, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on with you. I know that you have a big presence every year at the National Apartment Association's Apartmentalize, and last I heard, it was still scheduled to go on in June, but who knows? You know, tell people a little bit about what's going on with you right now, and also how people can reach you if they need to.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. You know, this is my 41st year in property management. I was hired as a leasing agent in 1979 in Dallas, Texas. I love you guys that are listening. Man, it just choked me up. I am just looking. Oh, sorry, I got myself Twitter-painted here. I'm just looking to make a difference right now. My schedule is shut down with live meetings, and I'm collaborating with properties. I'm answering questions. I'm solving problems. I'm at my Totally Tony tell-all group right now, looking for managers to present problems to me so that I can solve them. I am looking to build right now my first webinar that will be a paid webinar. It's called Remote Leasing, the Self-Closing Apartment, and that will be available soon, hopefully through the affiliates, because the affiliates, the NAA affiliates, are also looking for ways for them to fill their educational calendar without live meetings. So I'm really just problem solving right now. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me at my Totally Tony group. I have a group called Apartment Leasing Fabulous Fundamentals, and I brought back my 10 at 10, Paul, because two years ago, I was every week doing 10 minutes for free, and we had over 500,000 views. And
wow.
So I'm going to be sharing more on social media content at my 10 at 10 live here every Tuesday. I'm telling all at 10 o'clock. And so you can find me in social. You can send me a message. Let me know if you have a challenge. Because if you have that challenge, I know other people have that challenge. And right now, I just want to make a contribution. I want to give people good direction. And I want to be a valuable member of our community. And this show, thank you so much for giving me the chance to be on your show, Multifamily Matters.
Well, thank you so much, Tony. I mean, you are welcome back anytime to be on the show. We are going to have to end it here. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel with industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.